Okay, so now we're going to move into the question you brought up last time. And honestly, going to the Tosos is just to get... It's not really going to change that much as far as it's concerned, just to understand why Tosos comes to the conclusion it does. But the issue of meperos itself, meaning I mix my flour... there's a lot of conflicting gemaras. Is it that if I mix flour with meperos, it's not fermented at all, right? That's one way to learn it. Or does it mean that it's like quasi-fermenting? Or is there different kinds of meperos, meaning is it meperos itself or meperos plus water? So that's what we're going to see in Tosos. Okay? Who's reading?
Nice.
He's not been here. Man, you read. Tosos. Meperos yemach mitzen. On Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Okay? Right, okay, so when it says Eimach Mitzin, we're talking about what? Which means? That's true, but also Dioraisa, okay? And there's real chametz, okay? So if I mix meperos with a flour, I won't be, and I would have gone and let it ferment, I won't be Chayav Karis. Kedam Rinan.
Of a lav ispe.
So what does that mean? It means that even though what?
Still
can't do it. Okay, still can't eat it. Okay, fine.
Because
you can exactly. Okay, good. Kishar Isa.
But everyone agrees that they
leavened. Stop. So what has Tosa said so far? Nothing spectacular. All he said is, what do we see in this way of learning?
Yeah.
That meperos, if I mix flour with meperos, what's going to happen?
Chametz.
It's going to, now, is it chametz?
No,
but it's chametz. You understand what I mean, right? Okay.
How does he understand that machlokas thing?
Okay. So now, Nat, keep going. So now Tosa is Akasha. Vikasha. What is that? Did you guys look that up? Good old Biurei Tosfos. It's Biurei Tosfos. Kemach shenitchan mechitim kluyos. Ground.
Ground.
We did look up.
What's kluyos?
What is it?
Kluyos.
Whatever. Oh, that's like kernels.
Okay, good. Well, it was a shelled, like that, right? So what are you doing? What?
It's sort of irrelevant.
Okay. We should have done the facts. You don't like knowing the facts?
No.
Okay, so you don't do that on Pesach, okay?
Oh, like the all, you didn't.
What's the key though? Right, because what's the key? The key is, as Biurei Tosfos explains to us. Listen, he says the af shekemach hazeh in a machmitz. Even though this flour, right, will not ferment, right? Chaychin eshem lo niklo achitim hetev yevo la ischametz. But what are you going to be worried about? You're going to worry about that. It's true. Normally speaking, if I had this type of wheat and I ground it up, right, that it wouldn't be machmitz. So maybe the guy did I'm going to say this carefully, like a poor job in grinding it up, which means it could be, could be chametz, okay? So what is he by Kim Chadav Shina, that you shouldn't, you shouldn't grind it? Aval Yavesh is go on, Aval. Okay, now, so what's that case? So you have to look it up. It's on Mem. I'll tell you what the case is. Like this, the case is, L'yavesh is achitim mekad, right? So what am I doing? I'm drying, let's say I dry my wheat kernels inside a pitcher. So Amar Rava hasam the mutter. So Rava says it's mutter. Okay. V'af she'efshar she'yitzu ma'im achitim yisasu b'kad. But what's going to happen if I keep a large amount of wheat kernels inside a kad? What will naturally happen? What do wheat kernels contain? Oh, good. There's some moisture in them. So the water is going to start being drawn down to the bottom of the pitcher. Okay. Ein lacho she'is chamsu achitim mehen. Don't worry about fermentation taking place. Kema de ma'im elo she'ba'im achitim may perisim. Interesting. Right? Because the water coming out from the wheat kernels is considered to be meperos. Now, Tosos is talking in very halachic terms, because it's clearly not fruit juice, right? It's something, right, it's not water, okay? Keep going. Therefore? Right, because meperos are not machmets, right? Mashma? Legamre! That sounds like what? That it's all completely okay. The Gemara there seems to indicate if I mix my flour with meperos, again, let's extrapolate from the water, the wheat water, to regular meperos. So what do I see? I see a problem. Do I say meperos is machmetz? But let's say I'm not chayv kares, or is it that mekperos is not machmitz? That sounds like a metzias question. Yikes. Keep going. Rabbi Natam. So he says, mekperos do not machmitz at all. Okay? If I mix my flour with honey, there is no fermentation that's going to take place. Keep going. Here comes the key point. Imahen. Mayim. That's the key. So what's the case in the Gemara? This helps work it out. What's the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara is that I mix flour with honey plus water. So there, now I'm being machmitz. Okay, keep going. Lachmitz. Good. Right, keep going. The Al Ha. Good. Aval Deheicha the Lesbe Taros Mayim. But if I just have pure honey or pure orange juice. Okay. So let's just line it up. It's very simple. The facts are very simple. Okay. So do we say like this? Do we say that there is Mayperos plus water, right? And let's say water. So Mayperos on it, this is Tosos. Mayperos on its own?
Nothing.
Mayperos plus water?
Right,
but okay, what's the language I'm looking for? Chimutz, okay? Chimutz, even if it's a weaker chimutz, and then obvious chimutz, okay? Okay? You have to look at it that way. What's the other way of learning? Mayperos, chimutz, and then water. What kind of machlokas is this? How could you have a machlokas where one guy says, where Tosfos says, Mayperos is not machmitz at all, but Rashi says that no, Mayperos are machmitz. That's very challenging. Gemara started off telling us all along, the Mishnah's focus was on the solid part of this mixture, right? The halachas are the solid part. What's a dagan, right? Now, what's this part of the Gemara taking up? The Gemara has to fill the liquid part, right? What's the halachic status of mayim? What does mayim mean? That's the key that the Gemara is struggling with. You understand? Great. What? In other words, there's one way to look at the... In other words, they're trying to figure out now the other part here, the other part of this mixture, okay? So if I held... So if Rashi holds that mayperos is machmetz, right? Halachically machmetz. So what is he saying? He's saying the halacha is that if I mix flour with a liquid, what's going to happen? Halachic fermentation. It just happens to be that mayim is what?
The normative liquid that we use.
I wouldn't say normative, better, stronger than that.
It's the primary.
The primary, right? But it's a spectrum. I have liquids, right? So mayperos is a liquid. I can't mix my flour with liquids. Now the only question is, mayim happens to be the paradigm, primary.
You're going back to what's it called?
So halacha created a substance called mayim, right? That's your halachic idea. It's halachic mayim. Now, mayperos and mayim, in other words, what am I doing now? If I add mayperos, look at the way I'm saying it. If I add mayperos to mayim.
You now have mayim with a pagam.
I know. Chronologically, the guy added mayim to mayperos, so to speak. But think about it this way. What am I really doing? Right, it's mayim with a pagam. Slowing down. Right, it's a corruption in the mayim. It's corrupting the ferment. No, seriously. But that's why you can exclude mayperos. Because mayperos is a different substance, halachically. It's a different substance of gamre. You understand? That's Tosos. So Tosos is saying that Tosos is looking at mayim as a halachic substance. Just like chamesh degunim are a halachic substance, so too mayim is.
Hey, Rosh,
so now it's just a question of
scientific liquid.
I,